Achan, it's my last morning, and I want to thank you very much for all your time for these wonderful Dhamma discussions. Thank you very much. And I also want to thank John and Sarah. I know the work you put into this, and I know we all appreciate it, so thanks very, very much.
My pleasure. Okay.
Okay.
We hear about moha, we talk about moha, we talk about the vipalasa.
Now, yes. Again. Yeah.
And I would like to ask about something that is connected, and it's papancha.
Dhamma.
Because it's mañana, three mañanas. Mañana. After vipalasa, it's so-called mañanas. As self, three selves in Pali, mañanas. Yes, is it that?
Mañana.
It refers to loba mañana, mana mañana, and diti mañana. And sometimes they are called papanchas.
That's what I know.
Or
yeah, papancha, yeah.
But what the papancha means? Papancha.
The same. As mañana, or what?
Mañana is a verb.
Yeah.
Actually, in different contexts, because there are proliferations, papanchas. But they are the same.
I think that if you know just the meaning, what about now? Is that lopa as the, what you call, papancha, right now? It's much better than thinking just about the word.
Yes. Ajahn, if I may say something, it's also a question, because you say now, but for example, paticca samuppada is specific, because...
Now too.
The cause.
Now too.
And
yeah.
No cause, no death.
There is avichara now, and sankhara now, namarupa now, ayatana now, feeling now. Clinging now, so everything is now too. Because if there's nothing, there's no sansaravata. But what is sansaravata? Each moment now is sansaravata.
So you basically mean no need to think, just to know the realities.
No, I don't think, I didn't say no need to think, but what you are thinking about at this moment of seeing, there can be thinking about seeing, not about other things. At moment of seeing and thinking about seeing, there is still seeing. But the thinking does not attend to the characteristic which now sees. So the more we just talk about a characteristic of reality, it does mean that we just recite what we remember from book. But it is a reminder to know what we are saying about now. We are saying about seeing and visible object. Why do we have to talk many, many times about seeing and visible object? Because we just didn't talk about that which does not appear here, but we are talking about that which is now. So that there can be a moment of beginning to understand what we are talking, like seeing, see. Seeing, sees, and visible object appears. So there can be understanding of either visible object or seeing just right now. This is why we talk about realities. And if you talk about papanchadhamma, there is attachment to other things so that it hinders vitakka, because vitakka touches the object of attachment, other object, not the seeing right now. So before vitakka can develop to the degree it can be sammasankappa, it takes time not to think of other objects or other story, but of whatever appears now. So only even just a moment of understanding whatever appears, one panya sees that it's moment of understanding what is there in the book, not just through thinking only, but at this moment of seeing. And this is the point why Buddha taught not just for remembering, reciting, but for anyone to understand what is taught through his 45 years' words. So the point is understanding whatever appears. If it's not now, then you read about it from books and books in order to know that what would a thought or concern about this moment. Even papancha, lopa and avicca are there. So avicca cannot understand anything. Lopa is attached to that which is seen because of avicca, which does not understand reality as it is. And when you say that you know about your own akusala, right? So much in a day. So what? So what? Just know or what? If no one knows the way to have less avicca, impossible to have less. Because on and on from this moment of seeing and hearing, avicca is added all the time, accumulated in each moment. But when there is the understanding, courageous to be patient, to understand whatever appears, because it's so real, no one can have it, no one can make it, it's there now, at moment of seeing. And seeing is seeing, it sees, no matter who read about it from books, but it sees all the time. And this is the point of studying the teachings, to understand whatever appears. Even just a moment, it's accumulated. It develops. No other way at all. So what?
So what?
So what? Understanding, just understanding whatever appears now. And when we read a lot about realities for this moment of understanding whatever appears according to what is wrote in the book about not permanent, about anatta-ness, about conditions, about the world, and about this moment. And there is seeing right now, see? We don't have to look for anything which is written everywhere, depending on understanding.
And this is the way that when we talked about detachment developing with understanding, this is the only way detachment can develop, because when there's understanding, there's not minding about whether it's kusala or akusala or seeing or visible object or whatever appears, no concern about my akusala tendencies, or because just conditioned dharmas, no matter what appears now.
Even to know that it's real now, it's a reality, that's enough. Because it will go on understanding more and more later. Otherwise, how can one know that what is real and not is not real?
So the present moment is the best teacher?
Yes.
I was listening to a recording this morning, and it kind of followed on from yesterday about how when we're listening to the Dhamma, there's attachment to maya agusala. You know, we're worried. We become worried later, that we have...
Later, not at the same time of understanding.
Not at the same time, but... So I was thinking that patience, we just spoke about patience, mm-hmm. that there has to be patience for the agusala that arises.
Or to
well.
Understand reality now. Otherwise, one thinks about other things again and again. Gusala, agusala. What about a reality, just no one at all?
So this is what you mean by vitika, forever going away from the object.
Right. Mm-hmm. Until it is sammasankappa, with right understanding of a reality right now.
So it becomes sammasankappa when it knows a reality?
Even right now. After going around all day or night to other objects.
Oh, many objects.
Mm-hmm. That's why he taught for 45 years. Because it's not easy for vitakka, which is used to go around. It's now going around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the most important thing is only understanding. That's why understand is the best of all sankhara dhamma. Without it, it's like dog and cat, seeing and know nothing about whatever appears.
We talked so much about seeing a visible object, but yesterday we talked about hardness and how one can take even the rupa, which is hardness for oneself, for the body, for one's own body. So I was still thinking of it and not so sure. Is it so, or like there can be awareness of the characteristic of hardness, and then afterwards maybe one thinks of where it is, and then when you think where it is, it shows that there is clinging to body, to hardness of the body. But if there is no thinking at all of where, maybe it can be a beginning of sati, or we are not sure yet about sati.
So, when you think about hardness, it's not just hardness, which is an object of, even you think that there is awareness of it. Because now there's seeing, hearing, and thinking. So how can hardness itself is the object of awareness, which is right awareness. No expectation. And it has to be enough understanding to condition moment of being aware of it without saying that now it is aware. Why? Because at that moment no words at all, only hardness which appear not just in like ordinary moment, but it also appears to sati. So sati, so awareness, so hardness itself is there. See, is hardness there now? No. No? Because no one, or awareness is not aware of it. Even it experienced, but awareness is not aware of it.
See, that is the point.
Yeah. Yeah. So how can it appear as hardness, even only at a very short moment, to hardness which is aware? So no need to say that awareness arises and it is aware of hardness. Only moment when hardness appear, it characteristic of hardness, then the truth is that at that moment awareness has a reason and it's aware of hardness. So hardness appears like that. We don't have to say that now hardness is object of awareness or anything. No words. Only the characteristic appears to awareness after it appears to body consciousness. So natural. And one knows that when it's not as natural yet, it means that the self is there.
That is
the self.
The self, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said that all the Four Noble Truths are very subtle, including the past too. It's not just recite the eight factors, but it's very subtle to understand. It has to go along with detachment.
Just like we read in the Mula Pariyaya Sutta about thinking with papancha, with conceit, attachment and wrong view, and the how the ignorant worldling, this experience of hardness, but it's not known as hardness. It's taken for something, for a table or an arm. So there is the experiencing of hardness, but it's not known, so it's taken as being something, either just clinging or with wrong view, when it's an idea of something.
That's why there are also other factors like vitakkas and viriya and the other factors.
Yes, but we don't know those.
Don't try. Don't try to know.
No, but you mentioned them, and I was thinking it's still even right kindergarten
now,
for me.
Yes, kindergarten.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm just an infant, not even at school. But it's, you spoke of hardness. It's always, it appears as this seat is hard or...
No understanding, no awareness. Yeah. See, so, but it has to be panya and vitakka together, but they do not appear. Because only hardness appears.
Because the vitakka has gone immediately to me. Vitakka
thinks It depends. That's why we study citta in details, how many chetasikas arising with it. Not just to get the number of chetasikas, but to really understand anattaness.
But even before, when we don't think at all of this is hardness, or we don't think of something or someone, even then we can take it for self.
Because there is thinking after seeing, after Bhavanga, see, so fast. Mm-hmm. Even thinking of shape and form at moment of knowing what is what, it's already object thinking.
But vitakka that arises in...
Vitakka.
Anyway, you know what I mean.
When it...
it arises immediately after the seeing consciousness, but it doesn't... It's only got that object as its object. It cannot go away from that object and that sense door process.
By conditions.
By conditions, right.
So it arises already before we notice it, and perhaps we think that we don't think, but already there is thinking about the object.
Ah, so why is that?
Yeah. As well. We don't notice it. Mm-hmm. And in that way we can go wrong, we can trick ourselves.
Yeah, so now we can understand what is meant by panya. Very little, and it can develop to the degree that it can eradicate asava after seeing.
And it's not we that goes wrong or tricks ourselves, it's just lobha and ditti.
Papanchadhamma.
Papanchadhammas that do the tricking.
It's more obvious when we're thinking words, but like when just knowing that this Ninna and this Azita is already thinking, that is, we learn it from theory, but it's hard to really understand that it's thinking.
Otherwise, how can one know what is what? Yeah.
I think for us it's hard, but for Panya it's not.
Little panya or stronger panya.
But we are still not owner of this, not owner of the elements.
It's good to think in terms or to understand in terms of element, because no one here at all, only elements. Seeing is an element which is different from visible object element. So no one here. So what is Lucas?
An idea, a concept
about
the visible tattoo. Yeah, visible tattoo.
What are the realities that make up Lucas?
The five khandhas. The Buddha talked very often about five khandhas also.
So what are they?
Rupa khanda, Vedana khanda, Sanya khanda, Sankara khanda, and Vijnana khanda. Five. They are called Upadana khanda.
When?
Only now.
When
they are called Upadana Khanda, or
when it is Upadana Khanda.
But even now cleaning, they are still, I think, Upadana.
All Kamacharupa is comes from, arising from, derived from Upadana, so it's Upadana Khanda. It's another, and there is also another meaning, when it is the object of clinging.
So you can't say all khandhas are upadana khanda, because at the moment if there's no clinging to rupa khanda, then it's not upadana khanda in that sense. But because the rupas or the body are conditioned by karma, they are upadana khanda whenever they arise. The rupas that are of the body.
Only?
Conditioned by karma, kamaja rupas. So they are upadana khanda whenever they arise, but other dhammas are not.
But I was thinking actually that all rupas, even outside, are upadana khanda.
When it's object of clinging.
Only when it's object. Uh-huh. So we can say.
Because they arise and fall away without clinging from anyone. So it's only khanda. But when it's object of clinging, clinging to khanda, so that is Rupa Khanda and also Rupupadana Khanda. The combination of Rupa and Upadana, Rupupadana Khanda.
So the Rupas in the forest out there that are not experienced at all are not Upadana Khanda in any sense.
But liking sitting by that lake this morning, looking at that lovely scenery and liking it, that's Rupupadana Khanda.
Mm-hmm. For me it was dosa.
We know.
That's why he had such a big smile on his face.
It's fish bitum this morning.
Your friend bit you.
Yeah. Biting this finger, a big one, mouth.
But that is not visible object which bites.
No,
visible object cannot bite anyone.
Okay. Who bites me? What bites me?
The idea of hardness there.
Hardness.
Oh. Or heat. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
And even at the moment of taking it as a bite, that's already way past the moment of experiencing that thinking.
That painful bodily feeling. And what is the cause of that painful bodily feeling at that moment?
A teeth of the fish. I didn't know the fishes have a teeth here.
Oh, fish have teeth.
What about the karma? Past karma.
Yeah, it's bad karma to the fish. I joke. No, I mean.
Conditions?
Yeah, conditions.
What conditions are there? Tattoo and conditions. No one there.
Eye and visible object and seeing consciousness, body and body object, this tangible object and body consciousness.
No tattoo?
They are tattoos itself.
So what is the tattoo of the teeth?
It's a visible object tattoo, a visibility tattoo.
Did you actually see the teeth?
No.
So what's the tattoo of the tooth or the teeth?
It's visible object.
The
moment when she bites me or he bites me, I see a teeth, for example, the moment is visible object.
No pain, no hardness, no heat, no cold.
Nothing experienced through the body consciousness, through the body.
You have the idea it's the fish teeth.
Yes.
So it's not visible object.
It's a manovijnana.
But where did that come from?
What? Manovijnana dato?
Yeah. What conditioned that?
Conditions.
Thank you. No, what was it? Not hardness, body sense, painful body feeling.
It was not so painful.
Because you see that when you talk about tattoo, one can say the different names of different tattoos, but at that very moment of that appears, no understanding of just tattoo. Until that moment, no one, no self, no truth, only a reality. So before the self view can be eradicated, it takes long, long time, like what is said in Tipitaka about the life of the Savaka, not only one life.
So Ajahn, that what thinks...
It's not a self. It's not me that thinks. Only tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all tattoos.
And in what aspect,
for example, this is to be known. I mean the free runs of the Four Noble Truths.
With understanding, or only by understanding?
Because these free runs of Four Noble Truths, what they are, like the Noble Path is to be developed, was developed, free, isn't it?
And the first one?
It's the Noble Path, isn't it?
What is the first one for?
The first of the Four Noble Truths.
The first one of the Four Noble Truths.
There is Dukkha.
To be known.
To be understood.
To be known.
Or understood.
Only path is understood, but it's...
Yes, everything should be understood.
Because path is Four Noble Truths, so that's...
To develop, paths for develop.
Yeah, and path is Four Noble Truths, I think, no?
So dukkha is to be...
Because the first one is Four Noble Truths.
And the path is to be developed.
Yes, but I mean three rounds of them...
Three rounds, Sachin. You mean?
Yeah, three rounds.
Yeah, three rounds. Satyayana,
yes.
Kichayana, Katayana. If there's not enough Satyayana, can it condition the Kichayana, the Mahasipatthana or Rastipatthana awareness directly? Okay, now we learn a lot about seeing and whisper object. Is it now Satyayana?
Not yet.
Maybe.
And how can one know whether it's not yet or yet or what?
Whether it's really firm understanding of reality.
And how can it be known?
Until the next
At that moment.
Yeah.
It's Satyayana, because one realizes that without that,
yes.
No condition for direct awareness at all.
So it's little by little.
Certainly.
It's a beginning. Yeah. And then one can't be sure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's
because
not right.
Doubt can be eradicated only by Sotapattimagga, only. Before that, there are conditions for doubt. Satyayana of the four, so there are altogether 12 rounds, 3 of each.
How can we refer to Satyayana
as being really firm understanding if doubts are still arising?
It does not arise with understanding.
When is?
Mm-hmm.
Because as
so firm
is there as anusya?
In Dhammacakkappada Sutta, where are these 3 rounds or the 4 noble truths? I don't remember. They are called like there is the dukkha. It is to be known.
Satyayana of known, dukkha.
Had been known.
Mm-hmm. To be known.
And had been.
Before knowing.
This realization. Kaka, yeah. But what I mean, the Satyayana actually, how it was called, there is dukkha or how?
There is dukkha to be known.
To be known. It's not the Kichanyana, the second one.
No.
To be known and has been known.
Okay, from many books, one read about the 5 khandhas, the arising and falling away, not permanent, of 5 khandhas, to be known or not to be known. Just talk about it.
But this is the first or second?
Satyayana only.
Satyayana, to
only.
Be known.
Yes.
Then what is the second?
Because are you sure now that if you are not sure, it's not Satyayana?
Oh, okay, but.
Until it's so firmly, very firm, confidence in it, so that the vitakka will not go around as usual. Because it's there as sammasankappa with right awareness. And that is Kichayana, conditioned by Satyayana. Of all 4, 3 rounds. Now, this is the Satyayana of the first dukkha, the arising and falling away. Now, no doubt about it in theory.
In theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even that has to be very firm. When one reads each word of the teaching, Satyayana can be developed. Understand it as it is, firmly. Very firm confidence from reading too, and from thinking, considering.